Hudson, who was University of Manchester head of the Department of Physics. He said evolution became a scientific religion. Scientists have accepted it, and many are prepared to bend their observations to fit with it. I hope tonight you've learned a few things that might help you, especially for the children, to carry you through school. Tomorrow night, we're going to talk more about the problems of evolution and how, even though even some Christians deny it, how many people lose their faith because of this doctrine. Thank you for your attention tonight. Let's turn our attention now from a false doctrine to the true doctrine of Jesus Christ, who came to this earth as God in the flesh, who lived a life that is hardly imaginable for God to have to come and live, and who died for us. And in Colossians, the second chapter, in verse 11, we read of circumcision. You recall under the old law they had to be circumcised. Well, did you know we have to be circumcised today too? Colossians 2 verse 11 says, "In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ." How? How does this circumcision take place? "Buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through the faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead." If you'd like to be baptized into Christ tonight, there's nothing we would like better than to see you do that. Or if you'd like to confess your faults before the brethren and ask for their prayers, please come as we stand and sing this hymn.